final score yet from Graceville, Minnesota in the Clinton Graceville Beardsley game, Pinto?
I haven't seen one. Jurgie's.
Why is Jurgie?
He's busted.
Why is he kicking in the door?
Oh, he's kicking in the wrong door.
We might talk about that in the four pack today. Where's your plastic badge out of a Cracker Jack?
What you talking
box?
About?
What you talking about, Willis? Were you a fan of that show, Different Strokes?
Sure.
What was that little actor's name? Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman.
What you talking about?
Willis. I was just monitoring the latest from Leslie Frazier at Vikingville.
Is he still the coach today?
Yeah, he is.
Should he be?
I'm not going to speculate on that or make any opinion on that. I will say in the fourth quarter, I went through all my emails and the 932 text messages were on my phone and cleaned them out.
It was not a good football game. Let's do the four-pack. We'll get to that at the end. 4 o'clock, four-pack, top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. There's a reason why Paul Juergens kicked in the door and burst into the KFGO studio, because somebody who did that recently in Fargo has now been arrested for kicking in the wrong door and apparently pretending to be somebody who he's not. What's this? This is an odd story, Jerky. What's going on here?
Renee Anthony Charles Greeno from Somerville, South Carolina. That's his full legal name, according to Fargo police. He goes by Anthony Greeno, and he came to town a week or so ago and contacted some media, television station, I believe, said he was a bounty hunter.
What channel?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
He was one of the three. And I think he offered up that, hey, I'm a bounty hunter, and we're going to go arrest some fugitives if you want to come along. We're working closely with Fargo police.
Oh.
And they did, and they weren't working with Fargo police.
Well, did said news organization ever think of contacting the Fargo police and saying, hey, wait a second, Anthony Greeno says he's working closely with you guys.
I'm not sure that they did that, but in one of the shots that they had this fella, there were police cars in the shot. Mm. So Fargo police said it looked like they were, but see, he, according to police, he said he found someone that was wanted, and they were. It wasn't exactly the same person they were looking for, so then they contacted police, and the police car showed up and said, oh, yeah, there's a warrant out for this person. And so they...
Oh.
It turns out, according to Lieutenant Vettel, he says he's a bounty hunter from Somerville, South Carolina. He may be. He also calls himself a fugitive enforcement agent, FEA.
FEA.
Has a badge.
He does.
Wears some law enforcement-type clothing. He arrived here recently by bus. So I don't think
that's
he's
a sign of a successful bounty hunter.
I don't think he's quite the caliber of Dog, the bounty hunter that works. And I don't know, but they arrested him today. There was a warrant issued last week for providing false information to law enforcement. This has to do with he and some associates, local associates that may have been working for him, kicking in the an apartment door in Fargo last month. It turned out to be the wrong apartment. And then, in conversations with the Fargo police detective, according to Lieutenant Vettel, Mr. Greeno said they weren't there, weren't involved, and police believe they were. So he's facing charges of criminal trespass, providing false information, along with, there's a total of five defendants. He is the only one from out of state. He did, according to police, offer to turn himself in. He hadn't done so today. They had some information as to where he was, and they found him hiding in a home in West Fargo in the bathroom.
This guy's a big-time bounty hunter.
Well, I don't know. He says he has a
He
cable.
Takes a very nice mug shot. If you go on the KFGO.com website, you can see his police shot there.
From Indiana.
From the Tippecanoe County Sheriff's Department in Indiana.
According to that department, he's wanted there for some sort of escape.
Oh, that's not good.
So, one of those unusual stories, and he's facing charges. Criminal trespass, a misdemeanor. The providing false information, I believe, is a Class C felony.
Are bounty hunters legal?
You know, in some states, I think they're licensed. He's not here, if indeed there is an opportunity for a bounty hunter to be licensed in North Dakota. I guess I don't know if they could be, but he's not.
Because I would think that police, especially the fine men and women in blue in Fargo who are quite good at their jobs, I don't think they would want bounty hunters out there doing their own thing. I can't speak
no,
for them.
I don't think they.
But I think they're fine at doing their own job.
And I think that's one of the reasons that they made an attempt to locate him. And today they did. He had made some claims in media reports that he was, you know, associated with the Fargo police. We're working together, trying to get these people off the street. And Fargo police, needless to say, were not impressed by that.
He's behind bars now.
Yes.
Rene Greeno.
Except we really don't have bars anymore. It's just kind of really thick glass.
Really?
There aren't many bars in jails anymore.
Really? I didn't know that.
You haven't been in jail lately, have you?
No. Last time I was in jail, well, I shouldn't say that.
They had
but
bars.
But the last time I was in jail, they had like a big door with a little thing they slid the meal through.
Right. Oh, you were in administrative segregation then.
I was? I don't even know. That's not true, by the way. I'm making that up. Number three on our list today. What'd you say, Pinto? What was that little
crack?
He's
on the phone, I think.
No,
I
he's not.
I didn't
he,
hear
made
a thing.
Some, he made some crack.
I didn't hear a thing.
Number three on our list today. Well, this is unfortunate. It's a Texas high school football team beat another Texas high school football team by the score of 91
lopsided
to zero. Now, some parents or a parent on the team that lost with the zero, he or she is accusing Aledo high school football coach Tim Buchanan of bullying.
For running up the score.
For running up the score. They're now defining that a parent of a Western Hills High School player has accused the coach of bullying his team by running up the score 91-0.
I don't know whether the definition of bullying would fall into that. We've heard of other sporting contests around the country over the years where, you know, it's been a very lopsided game, and they probably could have stopped and not continued to score. But I don't know, is that defined as bullying? According it is to this parent? Or?
The coach says that he pulled his starters from the game after the first quarter and even eventually brought in his third-string players, but it was clear the game was going to be a blowout. The clock was also run continuously, running time, starting in the third quarter. And I'm assuming he just did simple handoff plays and everything else. And
couldn't stop them.
They couldn't stop them. That's not bullying. That's just being a really bad football team. And there's no shame in that. Come on. This is Texas.
Football's big in Texas.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to be tough in Texas, shooting off six shooters and Texas Rangers and rounding up fugitives and all that stuff. You got to suck it up, Texans. You don't think so?
It seems a little much, 91-0.
By how much did the Clinton Graceville Beardsley Wolverines win by today?
Is that game over yet?
Started at 3. Oh. So it's only 4:15.
Now,
so
where are we playing? I know you were...
In Graceville. In Graceville. We're in playing Graceville. Against Renville County West. Don't like them.
Tom
never did.
Really?
No. Are you kidding me?
Renville County West.
Yeah.
RCW? Is that what they call
them
down there?
They probably just got out of jail down there.
Oh, come on.
I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
And you had the coach from Clinton Graceville Beardsley.
Yes, Brian Dahl. Co-coach. Yes, co-coach.
Before the game.
Yes.
Did you make any prediction?
No. I'm not doing that. No. No, because they'd march up here.
I think they would.
They'd string me up from the nearest light.
So you had some... an agreement before you interviewed the co-coach.
The co-coach.
That
yes.
You wouldn't make a prediction as you did last year.
No, 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
Last year I did not. They won the state tournament. 2 years ago I did. They lost.
Jinxed them.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll monitor that.
Hope it's not 91-0. Or those whiners from Renville County West are going to start talking about bullying. No, they wouldn't because they're not from Texas. Number two, University of Minnesota cops, Jerry, are sick of University of Minnesota students riding their bicycles on sidewalks on the campus down there in the Twin Cities. So, officers began issuing $98 fines to kids, young adults, riding bicycles on sidewalks or other places where bicycling is banned.
It's against the law.
$98.
It's against the law,
$98.
Right? That's a healthy citation.
The complaints have been enormous, said University Police Chief Greg Hestness. We get complaints every year about bike behavior, but this year is by far the most.
So they're cracking down.
They're cracking down.
So a $98 ticket to a college student, that would probably their behavior would change and they wouldn't ride when they're not supposed to.
Journalism sophomore Cindy Love said the fines were too large, even if the cyclists are violating the rules. Quote, $98 is a lot of money for a college student, she said. It's ridiculous, unquote.
Is that what she said?
That's what she said. Getting back into her BMW and driving off to downtown Minneapolis.
Visiting
it
your
doesn't
folks.
Say that part
no,
of it.
No, it doesn't say that. I don't know. My son lives near the campus there, and he got booted here last year, where he parked somewhere he wasn't supposed to, and I don't think it was university police, but they put a boot on his car. You know what that means?
That's what they meant they booted him out
of
school.
No. They put a boot on the wheel where you can't drive.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah, and so you can't drive away. He didn't notice it.
Oh, jeez.
Tried to drive away.
What happened?
I did a little damage to the car.
Oh, no.
And I think it cost about $200 to get the boot removed.
Who did it cost $200?
It cost about $200 to get the boot removed.
So did mom or dad write that check?
The boot removal cost about $200. And he will never do it again. Check all four tires. I think he just ran into like a chick-a-lick or something to get something.
A chick-a-lick? Oh,
wait, what's a chick-a-lick? Chicken joint or something.
Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A, that's what I meant.
What's a chick-a-lick?
I don't know. It's gum, isn't it? Well, that's a chiclet.
It's a chiclet.
I don't know.
He ran into
it was a
Chick-fil-A.
Restaurant. He was not parked in a public spot. He ran in somewhere to grab a sandwich and...
Why didn't you just go through the drive-thru if he was in a car?
He was booted.
Number one on our list today, Jergy.
Hang on, Mike, before you get to that. We've got an update for you.
Okay.
CGB?
Yes.
52?
Mm-hmm.
Renville West County?
Yeah.
Zero.
They're running up a score?
Halftime.
No.
Oh,
that's what a caller
really?
Called and
no.
said, yes.
Really?
This is going to
be... Oh, this could be national news.
This could be
news.
Bigger than taxes, sure.
I better call Brian Dahl right now.
Tell
just
him
a second.
To knock
Hang
it
on.
Off.
Hey, I'm going
to
call him right now and tell him not to run up the score. He's probably halftime.
He's in the locker
right
room.
Now.
He's getting a hot dog.
He wouldn't mind. Fine, I won't.
52 nothing at halftime.
Zippo at Uh-oh. Halftime.
Wow.
They don't like Renville County either.
I
apparently.
Guess not.
Number one on our list. Speaking of a team that could easily get beat 52-0 or more, how about those Minnesota Vikings, Jergy? What a fine football squad Leslie Frazier and Rick Spielman have put together for the fans this year in the upper Midwest. Eh?
Oh, boy. That was... I was wondering at times whether it was Josh Freeman or Morgan Freeman playing
oh,
the
there
game.
You go.
Russ Freeman. Didn't Russ Freeman used to play tight end for the Patriots?
I think
he's long since retired?
I think he did, yes.
He's a tall quarterback. Lanky guy.
Yep,
yes.
Lanky, very lanky. Looks like you.
And he...
Except you're more accurate.
He's got some... He's got some juice on his passes.
Yes. Yeah.
Unfortunately, they're a little high and a little long. And Coach Frazier said today, I think he had his media briefing. I was monitoring the circuit, as we call it, in the news center here just before I came in here. That's why I was a couple minutes late.
Yes.
And he says that if he had it to do all over again, he would start Josh Freeman again. And he will be the starter against Green Bay on Monday night. And the players... gave it their darndest, played hard. They had a good week of preparation. They need to play a little bit better to capture that elusive second win.
They had
opportunities.
There's great some couple good turnovers they got, and then they turned it right back over, and they kept turning it over. Marcus Sherrills dropped an interception that would have gone for a touchdown, a pick six, we call it in the business.
And he was a hero with the punt return.
Yep, but then he dropped an interception. Then he fumbled a kick return or a punt return. It was ugly.
Just fell down.
He just tripped.
And they were happy in New York last night. Big crowd. John Gruden was very critical on ESPN of the decisions, the coaching decisions. Somebody told me, and I didn't see it, I haven't heard it, but Chris Carter was tweeting, or I know how you like Chris Carter.
Love him. Great guy.
And he was very critical of the Vikings and their decision and play calling and everything else. How does Adrian Peterson only get, 30 yards? Did he make 30?
I don't think he did. I think 28? He had 13 like carries that? For 20-some yards, I think.
It was a long night.
Was it the worst loss in recent Vikings memory? It has to be, doesn't it?
I think so.
They got just hammered in Green Bay a couple of years ago. I think Brad Childress's last game when he got fired, they got beat like 45-7 by the Packers. But other than that, it's been a long time since the Vikings have been this bad.
Yeah, well, it could be a long rest of the season. So we'll see what happens. I'm always optimistic, you know? Turn it around.
You sure are. You are Mr. Sunshine.
I always look at you as Mr. Sunshine. We've got the Packers coming to town this week.
Huh? Duke going to be there?
You know, I don't know. I don't know who.
Duke and Jeff and
All those guys.
These
guys from Wisconsin.
Hey, let's go over to Minneapolis and watch the Vikings play the Packers. Is that the way they talk over there?
I don't.
I think it might be. Thanks, Jurgi. Paul Juergens, the KFGO News Director here on the Mike McFeely Show.